The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Welcome in, blurry hysterians, blurry historians. People can't see real good. to blurry hysteria number 35 for those who count. How about that?
Crazy.
35. Two more, and we can say we did 37 in a row. and not your girlfriend. How goes, Mr. Flora?
Oh, you know, typical stuff. Dealing with running ragged and sickness.
Lots
and
of assassinations this fires month. And
yeah. That's what?
I said lots of assassinations this month.
Assassination attempts, right and left.
We, speaking of 37 in a row, and Clerks, which that's from, if you're not familiar, Kevin Crispin on Sad Times just had one of the guys from Clerks 1 and 3 on. Scott, I forget how to say his last name. I'm not even going to pronounce. He's a Chuli's gum guy. Remember that? Where he's like, this is what your lung looks like. And he's trying to get everyone to not smoke.
I'm not
smoke.
A fan of Clerks.
Sorry. Ah, you son of a bee. I hate to use harsh letters like that, but not the movie. I just hate people work for a living.
Yeah. Office clerks, admins.
Yeah. Anything like that. They get the disdain of one David Flora. speaking of disdain, I'm going to start us out this week. I got disdained for the zoo, or at least two culprits said that. This is from the it comes to us from Omaha and the Omaha, Picune. No, it's the Omaha something or other Herald, and it's all garbled on their website as I'm trying the Omaha World Herald. There we go. Police. Two monkeys taken from Dallas Zoo found a nearby abandoned home, but mystery deepens. I love it when you find monkeys in an abandoned home and then it starts to get deeper. So two monkeys taken from the Dallas Zoo were found Tuesday in a nearby abandoned home after a mysterious disappearance the day before. No arrests have been made. This is a few months ago, though. Dallas police said they found the two Emperor Tamarin monkeys after getting a tip. Hey, I think there's two. They look like tamarins to me, if I was to guess.
Yeah, just the tip.
Police said that they went into the empty home in Lancaster, located just south of Dallas, and found the monkeys safe in a closet. I had no word if they're evil and if Chris was in the room, but there was monkeys in the closet, and they were. What's that?
Yeah, the angry monkey.
Yeah, just I love evil. That he's in there. I swear. The monkeys were found missing, and their enclosure was cut on Monday. It was the last in a string of odd events at the zoo, including other cut fences, the escape of a small leopard, and the suspicious death of an endangered vulture. Who the fuck is just fucking with the zoo? So that's where the issue gets deeper, is they keep finding out that the more shit's going on.
I just heard, I saw a news story that it looked like teenagers, but a young boy and girl went in like a pet shop somewhere and killed a bunch of animals.
Oh my God.
And left. Are people just completely gone off the deep end now? Have
trash,
we crossed
yes.
that threshold?
So that trash, was what was yeah. sent to us, very politely sent to us from, let me look here, I forgot to say, Daniel Burkle. So thank you much, Daniel, for that. And then I did look online afterwards, and it says, Dallas man arrested in case of monkeys missing from zoo and plagued by incidents. Davion Urban, 24, was charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty after 2 of the zoo's emperor tamarin monkeys found an abandoned home. He was arrested months ago.
They cut him out and or just let him go or whatever?
So zoo staff had noticed they were missing Bella and Finn, and they had no signs of injury beyond losing some weight. And then other animals, including birds and cats, were found in the home. So he was using this as a stash house.
Weird.
It's not been confirmed at this time if Irvin was responsible for earlier incidents that took place at the zoo last month, or if those incidents were linked. Like I said before, the clouded leopard, 35-year-old lappet-faced vulture died. Further charges are possible. So not looking good for this guy.
Nor should it.
We'll see if anything else comes of that. But what on earth? I wonder if there's a mental issue or he was just trying to sell them on a black market or what?
I would guess it's a money thing. It could always be mental issue kind of stuff, but it just seems like people are trash anymore. They're absolutely trash. They know what they're doing. They don't give a shit.
My wife didn't think this was nearly as funny as I did. We went to the Oddities and Curiosities Expo last weekend, and they have skulls and bones and lots of taxidermy and art and just fun stuff. And it lives up to its name of Oddities and Curiosities. And they are all over. So if you guys see them, it's like $10 to get in ahead of time. And it's well worth the $10. Anyway, we go to one of the places and they have tons of taxidermy. And the woman in front of me goes, "Hi, I just wanted to see if these are ethically sourced, because I only purchase ethically sourced taxidermy." And I go, "Yeah, I just want to know that too, because I only purchase unethically sourced taxidermy. So I want to know that answer too." And no one thought that was funny but me.
Jeez.
But, you know, I love me, and that's all that matters, right? Oh, anyway. Yeah, so get your tamarins ethically sourced. Don't steal them from the zoo is your takeaway this week, I think, or anything. And don't fuck with animals. Jesus.
Truly. Just bring them back on the plane like an outbreak like everybody else, please.
Yeah, right. Right, you know. He's credited up more than that monkey from Outbreak. Yeah. Yeah, just it's gross. You know, and we're not supposed to. They're wild animals for a reason. It's bad enough they have to be in a zoo, let alone in the bathroom or, no, sorry, closet of an abandoned house outside of Dallas.
Jeez Louise. I was just in Dallas and
looking for your monkeys.
It's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's Satan's butthole. For sure. I just saw that Arizona, Phoenix, I think it was, has had the average temperature of the month, including highs and lows, has been 102.
Ugh.
And they just had their, I don't know, umpteenth millionth day over 110.
And it's completely a, like, it shatters records every day.
Yeah, isn't that fun? And what a wonderful thing to be living through.
Blank on record, you know?
But, you know, my AC's been working, so thank God for small things. And I'm sure that these years are going to get more and more and more like that as the planet continues to cook us. The surface temperature of the water in parts of Florida were over 100 degrees. It was actually 101 degrees. It was like fish were just dead everywhere, they said.
Yeah, it's bleaching the coral. I mean, this is such an uplifting episode, but...
Hey, kids! It's so much fun. Thanks for the dynamic drop in there, buddy. Let's wash our minds of this with a quick break, and we can come back with slightly less trauma or more. This oh so fun episode of Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
We're back, and we are monkey free, I am happy to say.
Finally. We're finally able to say it.
Sometimes I thank God for an answer. No, I think I was praying for no monkeys, so scratch that one. This one, we turn into audio files from the way back, and you come to us with a BBC article. And who sent this one to us?
This one was from Mike Jenkins, Evil Mike.
Evil Mike. But you know what? Even Evil Mike doesn't steal timbre and monkeys from the zoo, you fucks.
No. There's a limit to that evilness.
Emperor penguins? Maybe.
Hopefully not in Dallas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is an article from BBC.com. What did Stonehenge sound like? This kind of sounds silly on the surface, but it's very interesting in that a scientist by the name of Trevor Cox, he's a professor and acoustics researcher at the University of Salford in Manchester. He put together a 1/12 scale Stonehenge. He 3D printed it.
Yeah.
Put it together in a soundproof room.
It looks cool as shit. There's a picture of him doing it in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could tell it's 3D printed, all the little lines on the stones.
And but, if you go to his OnlyFans, you can see him doing other things in this room for $19.99 a month. Sorry. That's just a
You can see a different
Trevor.
Set of stones. That's right. So he had to get so he did this to set it up, and then I don't know if he had the idea. I guess he was like, well, what would this do for the acoustics of this landmark? They, you know, we still don't mm-hmm. know what happens at Stonehenge, what stays at Stonehenge, why it was built, who built it, which is fascinating in itself. But he thought, well, with a full model of it, which is all the stones standing, there's, you know, the stones laying across them.
Yeah.
It makes a big circle.
It's
then you've
cool.
Got the big
and they're
ones
even
in the middle.
Shaped like they originally were, meaning the dents and dings and stuff are done on them. So they are absolutely to scale because they used, you know, that kind of technology to do it. Very cool.
And he thought, well, what does that do for sound in this thing? You know, I don't know where he got the idea from, but it's interesting. He since it's at a 1/12 scale model, 1/12, he had to get equipment that tested things at 12 times the normal frequency.
Yeah, see, that's cool. I didn't think about that. Right?
Right. Yeah, that's super smart to think about. So he got speakers, microphones, things to record. And what he found was that the structure of it makes sound reverberate in such a way that it amplifies sound within it and keeps sound from being heard from outside of it.
That's really cool.
It's so wild, which, you know, they think, well, maybe that could mean that this was an exclusive thing.
This
you know,
is
that
important
only,
and you can't hear it.
Yeah, that only, you know, the Richie Riches or the Priestly class or whatever went in here and did their rituals. And then they said there's also scant evidence that there could have been hedges that were grown around it so that people can see inside either. But
yeah, well,
it could be an exclusivity thing. How did they know to do that? It's wild.
I'll tell you how. That goddamn Sasquatch.
It could have been from a UFO, which means aliens built Stonehenge.
I went to what's the giant mansion in North Carolina? The
Biltmore?
Yes, thank you. Have you been there?
No, my mom has and loves it.
Lisa went with her mom before, and so her and I went. She was telling me how much she loved it, and it was really cool. And one of the things that they have is this giant dining room, and it is stories tall, the dining room. And the table seats maybe like 100 people or 70, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's carved so that at any time when someone's talking, you can hear it at all the seats. Because weird. Of like the way the acoustics work in the room, which is really fucking cool. And yeah. It's crazy that, you know, that was built 120, 30 years ago. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, how they do that? You know? And you're right. Why did they even want to? Or what was the reasoning for it? You know, this is a boys club. No girls allowed. You don't know the password.
Maybe.
Let girls in probably to sacrifice them here and there. But otherwise, yeah.
I wonder if that was just a pleasant side effect.
What if they didn't
built
know?
This thing,
yeah, we're all
they,
like,
yeah, they had no idea.
Huh,
and then once it
that.
Was built, oh, cool! Look what we did.
It's like when they made the bridges and then they shook apart because of the acoustics, you know, cause the vibrations.
Yeah.
Neat.
It's wild.
Wild stuff. Weird wild stuff. Yeah, man, it is crazy to me that this hinge, this big old circle of stones is still giving out some of its secrets, or we're figuring out stuff that was a byproduct maybe, but it's still cool that it still has secrets to give us.
Yeah, I wonder why no one has like chipped in the money. One of these billionaires hasn't been like, let's just build another one and see how it works.
Yeah, that's right on my list, right below Cannonball Run 4, on things I want to have happen for billionaires. So if you're listening, I got a whole script. I got a spec script for it. You can.
Yeah, you gotta resurrect Dom DeLuise for that one.
Da da da. Oh, and there is your Dom DeLuise moment here on Blurry Hysteria. Yeah, man, it's just really cool though. So hopefully one day, maybe when the aliens do get jostled out of the sky and come talk to us, and like, that was a we used blah blah blah, so that's why we built that a long time ago. If I was an alien, I would just be like, yeah, we built that, and I'm your father. Just make up anything and everything. Anyway, if you guys want to get your stories to us and we can talk about them on here, how can they do it? What's that email address, fine sir?
Go for weird@hysteria51.com, weird at hysteria51.com.
That is right, and we will do it the poor justice it deserves and talk about it on here. And yeah, kids, thanks so much for listening, get them into us, and we can't wait to see you again next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye. Meeting adjourned.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.